This show is brought to you by
6 years old maybe productions.
Yo, crew members, what it be?
Heyo, let's go, baby.
Woo!
Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Off track a little bit again, because we were planning on doing the heroes and villains.
We're never going to get to it.
We'll get to it.
You know what?
It's a beautiful thing that we're not getting to it, because those episodes we created for when there's a slow flow of news or when there's not
true.
A lot of things. So, wow. Yeah, you cranked that bad boy up.
Sorry.
So while we were going to do heroes and villains today, there ended up being an Xbox partner preview, which is a weird thing to call it, by the way. I'm used to like Xbox Showcase, Xbox Direct. Well, not Xbox Direct, but that's Nintendo. But
still, though,
yeah.
I mean,
it's usually a showcase.
Directs, we have the PlayStation Play.
Yep, State of Play.
State of Play. And then this partner like I feel like I should be wearing a 3-piece suit,
yep.
sitting in a 50th floor.
Tree people died making this suit. But yeah, so there was an Xbox partner preview. So we are going to go through that. Now, I have already watched it because I wasn't smart enough to think this through. Wes is seeing this for the first time. We have it on the TV in the studio. So you're going to get a little bit of live reaction from him, a little background for me with some.
Do you have a list of like everything that popped? All the games?
Yeah, because I was taking notes while I did it.
Okay.
So yeah, I have everything. I have the release dates that we got, plus, you know, what's Game Pass.
All right, so
not.
I've already seen this one, so we can.
So the first game here that we have going on, what's a nice refresher for me too, is Unknown 9 Awakening, which will be coming in the summer of 2024. When I first saw it, I thought it was an Assassin's Creed game, because
yes.
it didn't look far off. You had this chick jumping rooftop to rooftop. It looks like Assassin's Creed meets Far Cry meets like,
yeah, but here's the kicker though. It's Bandai Namco.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that part right there, you're like, okay, we already know it's not any of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, so this is supposed to be a new IP. It's supposed to be a new run. You have this main character, this female character, and she has the ability to.
She's like a battle mage, it looks like.
It's like she sends her chi out, I guess is one way of putting it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like
she sends out her astral form.
Yeah. You know something? That's actually a really
it's
good
like
way
Doctor Strange
it too.
Style.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
But, like, she can use it as a shield to go ahead and, like, block bullets.
She can
use it to slow time, or it looks like there's another character that can do similar things but actually slows time. So, yeah, like, I mean, this game, I remember, dude, we saw this probably, like, 3 or 4 years ago. We saw something about this game.
Yeah.
But we literally saw a cinematic that was just gorgeous, though.
Yeah, they did give you a little bit of gameplay this time, so you got to see how some of the battle mechanics work out. Like Wes said, a lot of this is, like astral projections that she uses for weapons, for defense.
I'm going to make sure I look up the synopsis for that game, because I truly want to find out. That's it.
Now, we can just talk for 20 seconds, because we got a 20-second ad here, kind of fucking everything up. What did you do?
Nothing. I didn't get to it yet.
Oh, okay.
See?
I thought you
did
something.
No, we have to watch these.
Anyway, well, I can talk a little bit about what's coming up next, since I already saw it. Next up is actually, and it's cool because a lot of these are actually coming straight to Game Pass, which is dope. And I did mark down which ones those are.
Okay.
And what we have here coming up is a game called Sleight of Hand that is going to be coming to Game Pass. Now, you tell me if you think the same. When I first set eyes on this, now it's just a cinematic trailer, I was like, this is like if Tim Burton movie got a little more polished. It's like that type of art style.
What, like Corpse Bride type?
Ish.
Okay.
That's why I said Tim Burton if it was more polished. But you could also take things like, basically this chick's like a witch, and she uses these cards to trap people.
Okay, that's actually pretty fucking slick.
Yeah, I don't know what the game's going to look like yet, because again, this is just a cinematic trailer where you've got this witch walking around throwing these little cards.
Looks like some forbidden liquor.
Yep.
Oh.
Frozen.
So that's what the card that she threw down then.
Yep.
Misty
and
Step.
And misstep to get out. You know what I mean?
Well, see, I said Misty Step because that's actually a move in Baldur's Gate 3.
Okay.
So, and it's like you can teleport yourself as far as you're able to see. You know what I mean? To whatever location you want. So, ooh, she turned into.
Yeah, she walks down to a hallway and just.
Sleight of hand.
Poof.
Okay, so.
A hard boiled third person stealth sim that will be coming straight to Game Pass. They didn't give any timeline.
No.
But we'll be coming to Game Pass.
I'm not entirely sure what I think about that game, to be honest. It caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting
this. Next one coming up is one of the ones I told you that I'm actually excited for. Now, it definitely, right off the rip, you tell me what vibes it gives you. It's a game that you haven't played, but the second you lock eyes on it, it should give you one or the other. This game is called The Alters, All by Myself. Another one coming straight to Game Pass. Pretty cool concept. You'll understand why in a minute. All by Myself. What vibes are you getting looking at this right now?
I mean, it's very much, I'm seeing Fallout with this. I'm seeing Bioshock. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
so the way that guy's
like
working, I
Death
saw
Stranding, you
exactly
know what I mean? That's,
Death Stranding on
was,
like an
I was
kind of
staying
yeah
away from that
Death, but it was like Death Stranding and even like Returnal.
Yeah.
I got some Returnal vibes.
Even Control, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, Remedy.
So the reason, if I remember correctly, that this is called The Alters, All by Myself, is because you have multiple different versions of yourselves that you create to run different aspects of this place. So you'll see it coming up here. Like, you have yourself like as the guy that goes out to scrounge shit. You make yourself as a scientist, and like all of you work together. They didn't give much in the way of what the story actually is
okay,
yet to know
so
what
it's
you're
just
doing.
A bunch of clones.
Basically, but you can
but
you know change the way they look. Yeah.
Programmable clones.
Yeah.
Ooh, that okay.
So Wes is now seeing like they're showing the different, you know, the different versions that you can create of yourself and
I'll
the
call them variants.
Yes, we'll call them variants. That works. But it's an interesting concept. An interesting concept's lock me in. Yeah, they didn't give too much on what the, you know, like what the end game is here, like what exactly your mission is. But
that's too many of me.
Right? But you've got like see what I mean? You've got the research lab guys, refineries, kitchens.
Got it.
That's pretty fucking cool.
So this kind of makes me think if Fallout went very, very weird.
Yeah, and you also, and that was very Until Dawn-ish, you also have to manage like the personality. So this is like Sims meets,
oh my God.
This is like Sims meets Death Stranding meets you know, stuff like that. So yeah, like, you know,
I mean, it also
you got
has
guys that are pissed off, not feeling great, they may not do the right work, they, you know.
It also has an FMV vibe to it.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I mean, just because of what you were talking about with like the personalities and having to manage all the personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Get involved. Yo.
But it's pretty cool, like the shit you do to keep this place running, basically.
Motherfucker, okay. I thought it was just like just made as a circle just to go ahead and be a circle. No, that motherfucker moved.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't realize you transported that bitch.
Yeah, I think that's your like your vehicle basically.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's wild. You're walking around seeing all your clones working and shit like that. Like, it's just, I'm a fan of new concepts. The game could end up being dog shit. Who knows? But
yeah, you're a fan of when shit goes weird.
I just like when people try something new. Again, like I said, also coming to Game Pass, so that's cool. So if you want to try something like that, and they probably realize, this is some new shit, so let's not make people pay for this right off the rip.
It is so fucking strange. Like, it is just beyond, like, so the really cool thing with that one was the fact that you have to create different versions in order to be able to positively run this whole
to be
thing,
fully operational. You know
what I mean?
To
handle everything the way you would expect.
You need someone in the kitchen. You need someone growing the shit. You need someone in the refinery. You need motherfuckers that go out and collect the shit. Like,
dude, like that, like it. You see that with the mobile games, like the Fallout mobile game is like that.
Yeah.
Not necessarily creating your own people.
Yeah,
but,
Fallout Bunker. Fallout, what's it called?
No, it's not Bunker.
The fuck is it called? Well, anyway, moving on to...
Is that the same guy for Gunk?
I don't believe so. This is Creatures of Ava, another game coming straight to Game Pass. Wes is already locked in with the art style. This is we always get taken aback when you see this art style, which is very... what exactly do I want to compare it to?
It's okay, like, so if anybody has watched...
Like Breath of the Wild
Netflix
meets Pokemon.
Movie, Nimona,
mm-hmm.
It is the same type of art style. I'm trying to figure out the right way. You know something? Dude, you're 100% right on trying to figure out how to say it or how to try to figure out how to interpret or I can't even use words. Words are hard.
They are. I forgot to open this website that I had up the whole time to give just a little background. So this Creatures of Ava, Spanish game studios in Verge and Chibig.
Oh my God,
revealed,
you can absolutely see the Hispanic.
Oh, the influence? Yeah.
Yes.
Creatures of Ava.
Very much Mayan, Incan.
Yep. A new action-adventure game where you'll maintain the delicate balance of a magical ecosystem with the power of music, which is what you're seeing. She's walking around with like a flute,
yeah,
basically. The world of Ava is home to unique wildlife, and players will be able to use their flute to soothe, heal, and calm these creatures as they discover them.
See, this is another one just like All By Myself. You know what I mean? It's a manager. You know what I mean? It's a management type. I mean, look, dude, it looks cool. I love the art style. I like the direction, because that's a direction, like, for something that looks like that, you don't normally see that.
You're absolutely right. I just want to go back and clean up the two that we saw, because I didn't give... By the way, this is the one that pissed me off, so you go ahead and pause.
Wait a minute.
What?
Have I played this game?
No. I don't think so. Well, I don't know, but I don't think so.
Because it looks like Redfall. All right,
no,
go ahead.
It's not. So I just want to clean up a couple of the ones that we saw. So Unknown 9 Awakening, developed by Reflector and published by Bandai Namco. Unknown 9 Awakening made its first appearance almost 4 years with this new trailer, so pretty much right on par with what you said. We saw it like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
As the protagonist Haruna, this third-person action-adventure will see you explore a shadowy dimension known as the Fold and channel its energy to fight back against the Ascendants, targeting a summer 2024 release. Okay, that was that one. Next was... That went right into the Altars, right?
Yes.
Let me see. Did it?
No.
No, Sleight of Hand was next. Sleight of Hand, a new hard-boiled adventure from Riff Raff Games. Sleight of Hand is billed as a third-person mix of stealth action and deck building. Set in a rain-slicked city and centered around the protagonist Lady Luck, you'll use her smoke-based spells and cursed deck of cards to take on a sinister coven.
I feel like...
That's sick.
I feel like it is going to be like XCOM and like Marvel's Midnight Suns. I feel like it's going to end up turning into that type of thing. Some type of turn-based card style game.
Yeah. And then...
Having to figure out the cards like on the fly? My God, that would be like a Soulsborne game. That would be fucking nuts.
Yes, it would. And then moving into The Altars All By Myself. 11-bit Studios had a new trailer for The Altars. It's a sci-fi survival game focused on the concept of alternate selves and how our choices shape us. As Jan Dolsky, players will find themselves stranded on a hostile planet, but fortunately, Dolsky discovers a rare substance called Rapidium that allows him to create new and distinct versions of himself and man an abandoned space station.
Somebody was not that creative when they thought of that element, huh?
No. And it'll be out later this year for Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC.
Ooh, everybody.
Yes. So, and then
imagine
we just covered...
you could play that one co-op and you have your friends being all the different versions of you. So everybody's doing
that
something.
That would be cool as shit.
I mean, depending on the amount of people you could put in a server, that shit would be wild.
Okay, let's continue.
And we're back at it.
I told Wes before we started this thing that there was one trailer that pissed me off, and it was this one, because it's a game that I always wanted, thought I was getting, but it's just...
Oh, yes. Okay, so this is the Silent Hill?
No.
Oh, no.
It's Roblox. It's Roblox. It's Griefville, but it's basically Chucky is invading.
Yes, I did hear about this.
I have always wanted a Chucky. You know me, I'm a horror guy. I've always wanted a Chucky game. Never got one. When I saw this, his laugh, fantastic. Like, his voice sounds... Wes isn't hearing it because we have it on mute, so it's not distracting, but the game looks stupid as fuck, in my opinion, honestly, but the demographic, but...
Dude, it looks like Roblox. Like, yeah. I mean, like, kid, like my oldest fucks around with Roblox, so yeah.
Chucky is, like, indestructible in this thing, too. You got dudes chasing
also
him
super
with, like...
fucking fast.
Yes, you got dudes chasing him with, like... It's basically like a sandbox friggin' Chucky versus the world.
So there are many games in excuse me, Roblox that are exactly like this. Like, they have ones to where, like, floor is lava. You need to get up on stuff and just keep on climbing. You know what I mean? So
yeah, so that's Griefville Chucky. Chucky is ready to invade the Roblox game Griefville. Survive the nightmare in a new experience inspired by the classic 80s and 90s slasher films starring the least dangerous horror icon. It is actually available starting today on Xbox One and Xbox Series X, so you can literally get that shit right now.
No.
Now, I wonder if this next one coming up is what you were thinking, because this one excited me. This one coming up.
Yeah, I mean, look, once we get the new game reveal, bada, bada, bada. Yeah, I mean, so right now, like Indy said, I'm watching the video for the first time on YouTube, and we pulled this one from GameSpot, so, but it's telling us, you know what I mean, where all of these games can be found. I mean, even though Andy's also telling.
Pretty cool that they did that, by the way.
Actually, yeah. See, I appreciate that for, like, what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would have loved to have had that years ago when we were truly like diving super deep into these.
Yeah. So now we are moving into a game that's not going to be coming out till 2025. And I actually didn't even realize there was an original game, but this is The Sinking City 2.
Okay. So we have some amphibious.
It's like a murderous fish person.
Yeah.
And this definitely gave me.
Oh, no, that is a train. And he is on the tracks. And he is now in a dark room. Okay, so he is. Oh, what the fuck is in the church? And that's not a church. Well, whatever the fuck it is. Subway? Oh, no. Oh, this is a hell no.
Yeah. That twitchy shit, the Silent Hill vibes all day. Silent Hill vibes all day. And this has Freaky Friday written all over it. Has Freaky Friday written all over it. Sinking City 2 developer Frogwares. Freaky Saturday. Scary Saturday. developer Frogwares is returning to Lovecraftian horror in The Sinking City 2. And this time, the studio is planning to go all out with cosmic horror. Taking a darker and more aggressive approach, Frogwares says the game will place more emphasis on combat while retaining a dark, Lovecraftian atmosphere.
I love Lovecraftian stuff.
Yeah.
Cthulhu and all that type of shit, dude. It is, all that stuff is so cool.
Yes, that was The Sinking City 2. Now, you knew there wasn't going to be any video game showcase without
Squeenix.
And if it's Squeenix, what Final is it Fantasy. More than likely? Yep. We've got Final Fantasy 14 online.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. Yeah, I did catch something about
it. The full release will be dropping March 21st, but there is an open beta that's playable right now. So if you want to get out and do that, you can. Xbox users have been patiently waiting for Final Fantasy 14 online ever since it was first announced that the long-running MMORPG would be coming to Xbox Series X and S. And ahead of its release on March 21st, an open beta, like I said, is now available. Anyone interested in the game can also claim Starter Edition through Game Pass Ultimate along several perks. This edition will only be available from March 21st to April 19th.
Yeah, but you only get it because you have Ultimate, in Game Pass Ultimate.
Correct. That is Final Fantasy 14 online. Moving right along to something available today. We have the Stalker Legends of the Zone trilogy.
Okay, now we do have a Stalker game that we've been waiting for the last like 3 years.
Correct. Probably Stalker 4. But anyway.
I mean, it's the one that's like based in like Chernobyl or something.
Well, no, because right here it says, so if you've been yearning to return to the original stomping grounds of Stalker, then here's some good news for you. As all three iconic games that make up the original series are available right now for Xbox Series X and S and Xbox One, Shadow of Chernobyl, Clear Sky, and Call of Pripyat have all been bundled into one convenient collection ahead of the release of Stalker 2, Shadow of Chernobyl in September. So there you go. So September is the one we've been waiting for. This original trilogy is available now, which is great. I love when companies do that. When you have a new game coming out, release the other ones for free so everyone can, you know, get caught up with the story. Dude, and that's fantastic.
Even so, it's just brilliant one of those marketing. Things where it's like, hey, I haven't played this before. And, you know, like, what do we like doing? When we start a game, we want to start from the beginning. You mean like our group, that's what we love to do.
Yeah.
We love to start from the jump and then just see how it progressed and evolved. So this is actually a really cool way of doing it. To go ahead and, you know what I mean? And you said free, right? So
free. It's on Game Pass.
Yeah, so this whole thing is on Game Pass. So you can go ahead and run the entire trilogy. And then, yeah, dude, that'll just line you straight up for when the next one comes
out. Yeah, and it gives you time because you're talking, I don't know how long these games are necessarily, but I mean, you got what, like 6 months till September, right?
Roundabout.
Yeah, so 2 months per. Get her done.
Get her done is right.
Get her done.
I agree with you about how cool that it is to be able to, for a company to do that.
Yeah.
Especially that's like, with all the bullshit happening right now, with all the layoffs and everything else.
So pause real quick. So that's like, you know, I'm just trying to think of a game coming out, or you know, we'll call it Mass Effect. That's like, you know, releasing the trilogy for free right before the next one comes out.
Legendary, or even the Legendary Edition, or playing the Legendary whole run that they have on Game Pass, and then
playing the brand new, and then playing the new is nice. Now we get a little, you know, we had some serious. Now we get a little fun, goofy. Shit to do with your friends, which is Monster retreat. Dropping in 2024. We have Monster Jam Throwdown. Monster Jam Throwdown.
Is this in association with any other like racing games or anything, or is this completely on their own?
I believe this is completely on its own. However, they do have some some recognizable vehicles in here, because get ready for some big rig fun as the debut trailer for Monster Jam Showdown revved up a storm featuring fan favorite monster trucks like Megalodon, El Toro Loco,
and we're watching Megalodon right now,
and Gravedigger.
Nice. We actually did Gravedigger.
I saw Gravedigger live.
That's actually sick.
Yeah, when I was younger. This arcade racing experience from Milestone SRL will hit Xbox Series X and S this year.
Yeah, this is actually really cool. I mean, look, if you don't want to play, I mean, if you don't have the ability to play like the Forza game or anything like that, I mean, this, it looks like a fun little game. You know, it's something you can just throw on, just kind of just start going up against your friends or some bullshit and just kind of having like a fun night with.
Don't disagree.
Oh, is this some Persona stuff?
Yeah, so moving right along, we have Persona 3 Reload, the expansion pass. Now, what I have here...
Episode Ages.
Now, what I have here about that... Now, they're releasing this in three waves. So let me see what I have here. So, Atlus lifted the lid on its plans to release more content for Persona 3 Reload in the form of new costumes, background music tracks, and an extended story content scenario called Episode Aegis, The Answer. The expansion pass will be available on March 12th for Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC, and Game Pass Ultimate subscribers will receive it for free. Episode Aegis, The Answer is the final chapter to Persona 3, and like this year's remake, the missing chapter has received a sharp visual makeover alongside modernized quality of life features. Now, a picture that I have here, the expansion pass is going to get rolled out as followed. So on March 12th, you're going to get... two EX BGM sets for P5 and P4. Wave 2 will be coming out in May, which is a Velvet costume and BGM set. And then in September is the third wave where you're getting Episode Aegis, The Answer. Okay. So that's how they're going to roll that out.
So Hav will love this because Hav is a huge Persona fan. He really does enjoy the games. And I'm pretty sure... I don't know if Adrian's played this or not. I mean, Adrian from the Unknown Games podcast, he is my guy when it comes down to like JRPGs or anything like that. You know what I mean? He's my guy to go to because that was very much in his wheelhouse before he started playing more FMV and stuff like that. So
knowing the things we like to play, the next one up is definitely for us. I think you'll be interested in it. It is called Kazan, the First Berserker.
Kazan.
Yeah, I'm going to explain this.
You sure it's not Kaizen?
It could be. Nexon's upcoming action RPG, The First Berserker, Kazan, whatever, was in the spotlight at the Xbox Partner Preview, and this new trailer revealed more of the game's savage and brutal combat. Based on the Dungeon and Fighter franchise, you'll be able to wield the hardcore and stylish abilities of the death-defying Kazan as he seeks vengeance on the people responsible for his downfall. We're about to have that coming up in a minute.
You cannot have people responsible for you. You got to be able to handle that.
Yeah, this one's pretty cool.
Okay, so we have
cool.
A combination of in-game as well as a little bit of cinematic. Okay.
Yeah. This game looks wild. It's definitely hack and slash.
Yes.
Like I said, action RPG. Yeah. I dig it.
It kind of has an Assassin's Creed feel.
So the way like the combat looks, it gives me like some Devil May Cry vibes a little bit.
Okay, I actually never fucked with a Devil May Cry.
I did in the very, very beginning. I dig the art style too because it's not like fully. It's weird. It's not like fully
JRPG
looking. It's not.
It's
you know
like
what
the
mean?
Only one that is your main character. Like everything else looks almost.
It's hard to explain.
It kind of is. It kind of looks like. Like Mortal Kombat,
yeah.
Type of, animation.
Like like I said, your character is firmly JRPG, like that art style.
Plus, it also looks slightly staggered, like the running. You know what I mean? Almost looks like a glitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also looks very Soulsborne.
It does. I don't know. Hopefully, it will not be that difficult. And the fact that I don't see the big long ass health bar makes me happy.
Okay, so I get that, but at the same time, they don't really show that when they show trailers like this.
Touche.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, they do sometimes like when they're doing gameplay.
Dude, with Elden Ring, they didn't with that first baddie that everybody goes against. They did not show that health bar. The first Berserker, Kazan kind of makes sense. I can see where you're getting with that. I'm up in the air on that because that looks Ooh, Critical Role. What happened here? Oh, yes.
Yep, we Zhao. Are moving into, yep.
So here's
Tales of Kenzera Zhao.
I already pre-ordered this.
Did you?
Yes, I pre-ordered this earlier this week.
Well, then West of All People knows that this will be dropping April 23rd of 2024.
I am so
excited. That is pretty much right around the corner. So let me get you a little background on Tales of Kenzera Zhao. The EA-published Tales of Kenzera Zhao looks like a colorful Metroidvania, and in this new trailer narrated by Abubakar Salim...
There you go.
I knew his name, it fucked me up. There's so many Abubakars in MMA, it's like unreal. More footage for the game was shown off. As Zhao, a shaman looking to reclaim your father's spirit, you explore the beautiful and treacherous land of Kenzera with the god of death by your side. Which is so sick. Zhao will eventually collide with a trio of mighty and familiar beings who stand in the way of his quest to allow restless ancestral spirits to move on, and he'll need to put his skills to the test if he hopes to succeed.
So here's one of the things that I remember
Ori,
saying bro. Not that long ago.
Ori.
Yes, it's absolutely.
Ori. That's why I'm interested.
I remember saying not that long ago how, like, I might have been talking to you, I might have been talking with Clyburn, I don't know. How, like, we keep on getting stuff from, like, Norse mythology or, you know what I mean, or Greek mythology. But we see next to nothing when it comes down to African mythology.
We were talking about that with the other game. What game's coming out where we were talking about how we don't generally get this type of mythology? Was it Wukong?
Wukong is, I mean, that one definitely is a bright spot because as much as we know about Chinese mythos, we don't necessarily like see that much in it, like in video games. But yeah, so April 23rd is when we're going to get Zhao. I can't even explain how excited I am. I have been waiting for a game to grab my attention like that for a long time, since I finished up Ori.
And it's funny because, and you can pause before the next one comes up so I can set it up. So when I first saw that, you could have told me that was Moon Studios and I would have.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd have been like, that's their new IP that they're coming out.
Oh, yeah. Instead of being.
The one that we already know what it is. Yeah. I'm blanking on the name
right
now.
Dude, apparently that's going to be a Soulsborne style.
Dude, I will.
No Rest for the Wicked.
No Rest for the Wicked, correct. I will try whatever Moon Studios comes out with. So. That works for me.
Like, so I was talking with Alex from What's Your Spaghetti Policy, right? Damn, I'm just dropping everybody's name. And we were talking about that. And once he told me it was Soulsborne, I'm like, oh. Because that is a genre that I never want to get involved in. I'm not going to get angry enough to play a Soulsborne game. You know what I mean? Because all you're doing is aggravating yourself with a difficulty level.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see how they put their spin on it because I think if there's any company that's going to make a Soulsborne game that you'll be able to enjoy, I think it's going to be them.
I mean, again, dude, we're talking about...
I'll try it first because I'm pretty much...
We're talking about something that is... I mean, that... Again, a company that we love. We love Moon. We love Ori. Already knowing that and then seeing what they're going to put out with No Rest for the Wicked, it's like, okay... I'm willing to at least hear more about it and see more of the gameplay before I go ahead and give any more thought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I am scared. I am a little scared.
The next two games were the only other two that I really even had any bit of slight interest in. We are coming up on Frostpunk 2, which will be dropping July 25th, 2024. I'm actually really into this
Frostpunk?
One. Frostpunk 2.
Oh, sorry, Frostpunk.
Yeah. Winter is coming earlier than expected as Frostpunk 2 developer 11-Bit Studios confirmed that this game's release date of July 25th. The new trailer showed off more of the game's frigid world as well as some of the sprawling cities you'll be able to create if you can balance resource management and diplomacy while factions battle for influence in the last bastion of humanity.
Is that like the new Fortnite movement? No. My point for saying that is that there have been three games in this showcase that we've seen the same simulation, you know what I mean, simulation style, having to go ahead and deal with multiple personality things and, you know what I mean, like.
And you bring up Fortnite, why?
Because of, like, how Fortnite was just, like, this phenom thing. That
okay, I get what you're saying.
I mean, I feel like this version of,
yeah.
of a game is, I mean, people are trying to make this to be the next big thing.
Yeah. And then we're going to end it off on a game that, again, is coming straight to Game Pass in 2024 called Kunitsugami Path of the Goddess.
this looks super cool.
Yeah, I was very interested in this one. Absolutely. Ahead of its release later this year, Capcom showed off more story details and gameplay for Kunitsugami Path of the Goddess. Described as a blend of multiple genres set in a highly unique and Japanese-inspired world, the single-player game begins when the legendary Mount Kafuku is covered by an evil defilement and the holy location is robbed of 12 powerful masks. As the protagonist So, players will work with the maiden Yoshiro to purge the land of the creeping darkness and recover the mask so that Mount Kafuku can be restored to its original state. It's a really cool-looking game. It's like sometimes it's a blend. It's like a blend of like a side-scroller sometimes. And
yeah. But I mean, it's Monster Hunter like a motherfucker. So
it's Monster. Yeah.
I mean, but it's Capcom. So
and there you go.
Yeah. I mean, you get it. I mean, it's Monster Hunter. Capcom's it's Resident Evil. You know what I mean? They have the same style that they always have.
Okay. Sorry, when it comes to these type of games, Capcom definitely has a wheelhouse.
Oh,
and
God,
this is
yeah.
is firmly in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, for storytelling, this is absolutely where they want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, and look, dude, they have done many great things in this genre. Again, Monster Hunter games. Phenomenal. You know what I mean? Resident Evil, one of your most favorite series of all time.
Phenomenal. One of my favorite.
Oh, those are ugly.
Mm-hmm, one of my favorite older games of all time, Capcom. Mega Man. The whole Mega Man franchise.
Yeah, so this seems okay. Like, I think I could fuck with this. It's very interesting.
Yeah. That thing's ugly as fuck.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if we get different parts of, like, Japanese mythos, you mean stuff that we don't normally hear about or know about, like, I'm cool with that. You mean, I love seeing new weird shit.
That's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put it. I love seeing new weird shit. Yeah. Right. There's something that I can appreciate about companies. It's the same thing with the Alters, that, like, it's not cookie cutter. It's not playing it safe. It's just...
It's not following a trend.
Let's just try this and see what we're either going to be a trendsetter or we're going to flop. But yeah, damn it, we're going to try.
That thing is fucked up.
Yeah. Now, what I didn't.
Okay, that's kind of cool. You get the whole dance and
a lot of culture, rich in culture. This game. Now, when I saw all the people rolling around, I was kind of surprised.
Cherry blossom.
I was kind of well. I mean, come on.
I know. Dude, I love it though.
I was kind of surprised to find out that it was only a single player game when I saw like. How many people were with this person?
No, I'm not at all. Just because, you know what I mean, for the most part, most Monster Hunter things, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of the Monster Hunter stuff, you mean you play mainly as single player?
You can play.
You can, but...
I mean, we played more multiplayer than single player.
I mean, I play single player on this shit like a motherfucker. Like Monster Hunter game?
But that wraps up... God. Yeah, that wraps...
That is fucking wild.
That wraps up the Xbox partner preview. I hope they don't continue to call it that because that's just fucking weird. Call it the Xbox Showcase and get her done. But I'd say that there's probably, for me, probably four things that got my antennas up. There's nothing that I saw in here that made me go, holy shit, have to pre-order right now or have to make sure I get it. Now, the cool thing is that at least three of the ones that I was interested in are coming right to Game Pass.
That's
fantastic.
That's sick.
And that's what's going to make a lot of shit for Xbox great moving forward is even if you're not sold, if you have Game Pass, you can try it.
Yeah, you don't have to fully commit.
Yeah, so like that's
you don't have to
that's
fully commit
dope.
With spending the $70, you know, that it is now for a fucking new game. All right, so we had Unknown 9 Awakening. I think that one looks really cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that one. Sleight of Hand looks very weird to me. I'm not entirely sure what we have there.
We didn't get much. That was such a quick cinematic trailer that
very true.
We're going to need to see more.
The Alters, that's a mind fuck and a half. That is absolutely up your alley.
That's got my antenna up.
Creatures of Ava, that one definitely looked neat.
Yeah, yeah. Roblox.
Yeah, the Roblox thing with Chucky. Sinking City definitely looks weird.
Definitely looks weird. Final Fantasy's never really going to get our juices flowing. Stalker, we were interested in the second one, and neither one of us had played it. I haven't played any of the other ones, neither have you. So, and we had no clue that this was coming.
No, so actually yeah. having the full trilogy, I mean the full original trilogy for the series, like that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's one of the ones I said that's available right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's available today. So jump if you've never played one of those, jump in then.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one to fuck with. You had a Monster Jam Showdown, which again, you mean like Lego or not Lego though, like a Hot Wheels racing, shit like that.
What you notice now with these showcases for both Xbox and we'll leave Nintendo out because a lot of their game is multiplayer anyway. but for Xbox and Sony, whenever they have their state of play or their showcases, you always have one game that's just like some crazy, spastic, fun multiplayer shit. You've got Monster Jam Throwdown. It's when you get things like that one dodgeball game.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you get
like
Destruction Derby All-Stars or whatever that is. And
God,
like
that flopped so bad, too.
Yeah, you always get one game like this every time. Like, all right, here's something just goofy shit for everyone.
So, yeah, Persona 3 Reload, the expansion pass, plus everything that goes. I mean, that one is a three waves thing that you're getting from now up until September. So, that's for the Persona people that I know, that's going to be super, super fun. Chill. The first Berserker, Kazan. Definitely weird.
Yeah.
Again, to me, it looks Soulsborne, which kind of turns me off of it.
Let me see if I can do a little research here
I'm not completely writing it off. Tales of Kanzera, Zao, that game. Look, obviously, I already said that what I feel about that game. I already pre-ordered it. I cannot wait the next month and a half that I have to wait, next month and like 5 weeks, 6 weeks or whatever, to be able to play the game. Frostpunk 2, I have no interest in. I'll be completely honest. It's like Alters for me. I like that all that management system type thing. I don't understand the appeal of it, just for me personally. And then you have Kimetsu Gami, Path of the Goddess.
Yeah, you're a little screwed. The first Berserker Kazan is a Souls-like game. Yes, another one that is heavily inspired by the likes of Elden Ring, Lies of P, or even Morbid, The Lords of Iron.
Oh, yeah. That's... See, I already knew it. I called that shit.
Yeah.
Even with, like, it honestly,
You know what's crazy?
It's battle mechanics.
I know.
Those battle mechanics, they are so authentic for Soulsborne.
That style of game, in my opinion, that style of game, Soulsborne, that style, to me, is the only style of game that if you have a service like Game Pass or a, PlayStation Plus Premium, shit like that, you should absolutely release it for a stretch on there first, because those types of games are the ones that you're going to find out in the first 10 minutes if you're going to keep playing.
Yeah.
And do you want to spend $60, $70 if you've never played one before to find out that you don't like it, and then you're going to take the damn thing back and get like 10 bucks for it?
And then, again, it honestly comes down to the fact of they are going for a type.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Certain people run that shit.
Once you know that you like or don't like that style, fine, because you're not going to go and buy. But like
that point.
But like when you come out with new ones, just throw them bitches on Game Pass at first. You want to pause real quick so we can sit. So that was the Xbox partner preview. Now we would normally go into news, which is kind of what we're doing. But in place of news this time, we had the official trailer drop for the Fallout TV series.
Yesterday, yeah, on Thursday.
Because all we got was a teaser trailer before. Yep. Now, really, they were kind of similar, the teaser trailer and this one.
I mean, they were.
You got a little bit more about like the story.
Yes.
In this, which is the only difference. A lot of the visuals were basically the same.
So something that we should at least explain for people who do not understand what Fallout is, it is a video game series that is run by Bethesda. And the main thing about it is that a much different ending happened at the end of World War II. Mm-hmm. And from that point, it branches off to a different timeline than what we have. Yeah. So from that, because in that timeline, China nuked us, we nuked them back. And this is 200 years after that happened.
Yes. About as post-apocalyptic as you can get.
It's about, and from what I was able to gather, it's about 10 years after Fallout 4,
mm-hmm.
if you want to look at it that way as well.
Yeah.
So it is, you know what I mean, it runs very much later into, you know what I mean, into the series of, like, timeline stuff.
And what I love, and I loved it from the teaser trailer, and did I just put two L's in there? Trailer, okay. Trailer. So from the teaser trailer and the official trailer, much like we talked about with the Borderlands trailer, this one, in my opinion, altogether just looks like it'll probably be more successful. Then again, I did also say that the series usually seem to be more successful.
Normally, will be successful.
But they did
so much more time.
But they did a fantastic job of putting shit in for us, the people that played the game, like everything from the music to
seeing a stim pack.
To yes, bobblehead. Yes, stim packs and bobbleheads. The way the vault looks and the jumpsuits.
That gulper looked terrifying. Yes. By the way.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, dude, yo, that thing had to be an alpha.
Oh yeah.
Had to, because that thing scared. Like I saw it, I'm like, oh god.
And like, I wonder what, because this is a series, it's not just a movie. So like, they have time. So I wonder,
and that's
what
I love about it.
I wonder what you're gonna see. Are you gonna see super mutants?
God,
like a behemoth. I mean,
God, I hope.
Like, are you gonna see a behemoth? We already know Deathclaws, and you've already seen the power armor.
Yeah. So one of the cool things is that they're actually bringing the entire series back to where it started.
Yeah.
So this first season of the show, which actually you're getting all 8 episodes the very first day it drops.
So good.
Which is
so
fantastic.
Good.
And we will definitely be having a conversation. So yeah, in this scene right here where you see the main character, she goes into a bartering store, a convenience type place, and you just see all of the old timey things that would, all the Easter egg stuff that would make us as Fallout players super giddy.
And what I love is that she walked in there, and just like the game, everything is all old and beat up except for that shiny, brand new looking bobblehead that's in there. And you also got, and you're going to see it, the authentic look that is authentic to every Fallout game, which is that first step when you first come out of the vault.
Yeah.
And everything's bright and you're like, whoa, what the fuck is out here?
I mean, you get to see a Mr. Handy, which is fucking cool. And you get to see like the eyes like dilate and everything. Like, it is so nuts.
Yeah. Waiting to see my first Nuka-Cola.
Oh, that'll be nice.
You know someone's drinking a Quantum at some point.
God, please do. You get somebody who they're calling the Ghoul in the TV show. The main guy you see in the beginning of the this video for the trailer, that's him 200 years in the future, because radiation makes ghouls just live forever.
Yes.
Hey there, smooth skin. Yo. That was clean. But like, so it's wild. He's like heavily addicted to chems.
Yeah.
In the show. And for people who don't know, chems are drugs. It's just normal drugs. But you have the Brotherhood of Steel here. You have the Republic of California. Being the country that it is in this timeline, get to see a fucking goddamn Yagui.
Yagui, yeah.
And then that's a guy.
Gulper.
I mean, we
Alpha.
We get dog meat.
Yep.
Like, we get so many fantastic things with this. But yeah, dude, like, you get the rad roaches. All of it goes back to California. That's where all this is. So the game, because that's where the original games were, the Fallout 1 and 2, that's where they're originally based.
I wonder if before she's allowed to leave the vault, if you got to do a strength test.
Oh, God.
How funny would that be?
Oh, God. Yo, that shit would be wild. But yeah, April 11th is when we're going to get all the episodes on that one.
For season 1, yeah. I'm so excited for that.
I am more excited for that than I was for anything else that has come out that has had anything to do with video game.
Me too.
I mean, look, I hold Fallout to the same level that I hold Borderlands to. Like, there are certain games that I will always hold to that level, like Mass Effect's another one. You know what I mean? That I would absolutely hold to that level if they ever did something with that.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, not only would the story have to be perfect, but being able to capture the essence of the game in the whether the animation or the backdrops or anything else like that. Like, that's the stuff that's fucking fantastic. Those armor, the fucking power armor that the BOS is wearing, dude, that's practical. That's practical props. That's not CGI.
Yeah.
They had those guys actually walking around. I mean, look, granted, they're probably made out of styrofoam to make it easier to walk, but still.
Yeah. These dudes aren't wearing
like... That shit looks so fucking wild.
Yeah.
Those mech suits look so good. And just like you were saying, everything in that store looked dingy and fucked up and nasty, and you don't even want to put it anywhere near your body, but the bobblehead is fucking sparkling clean. Like, I love that.
Yeah, that's how it is in the game.
Yes.
Before we send it over to Anthony to take us out, is there anything else Fallout related that you're hoping you see? I don't necessarily want to say in the first. Do we know for a fact that it's going past one season?
No.
Okay, so is there anything that you're hoping to see in the first season that you didn't see in the trailer? That would just bring out that, like, that nostalgic feeling from playing the game.
I would love...
like any locations that you hope that they go to?
Because it's in Cali, I would love to see them go to New York. See, like, at the end of the season, she makes her way to the Mojave Desert.
You see the strip in the distance or something. Yeah. That would be cool.
And then maybe you might see the fucking robot, you know what I mean, that hangs out with you around there. But, I mean, look, the biggest thing that they gave us was dog meat.
Yeah.
And they gave us dog meat looking fucking amazing. Yeah, dog meat is fantastic. I love the way the ghoul looks, the way they have his face and everything else. It looks really, really good. Apparently, that actor, he forgot that he was wearing the makeup one time. Fell asleep in his trailer. Scared the fuck out of himself when he woke up. I saw that. I was cracking up.
I could see that.
Oh, yeah. But instead of doing all of my goofy little wash your hands, all that other stuff, so I'm just going to let Anthony take it out from there, and I'm just going to just run the rest of the credits. But we do appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Well, not watching, because we don't do nothing with watching. At least not yet. So, Ant, save me.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet. But that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
This was a show from
6 years old, man.